time for school. Rock School with your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
I'm a professional disc jockey.
Okay. And Chad P.
Talking a walk, baby.
That's right.
Underwritten by Home Theater, etc. Class is in.
Hey, it's Sunday afternoon. Whether you like it or not, it comes around once about every 7 days. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, and you're still sitting next to me.
As always.
What's your name?
Chad P.
A former student of mine and...
one who must learn.
That's right. You're beginning to learn my catchphrases. This is Rock School on KSLU, brought to you by the good people at Home Theater, etc. Try to remember this phone number, 340-7777.
It's hard, but we think you can do it.
I got a fever, Chad.
I do, too.
I got a fever. What? I got a fever, and the only prescription...
is what?
Is this.
More cowbell!
More cowbell!
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
Play the bit. Just play a couple of bits.
Okay.
Hit it.
Guess what? I got a fever.
Yeah.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I love cowbell.
Thank you, Bruce.
That was brilliant.
That's Christopher Walken on April 8th. 2000. That was 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. He's playing music producer Bruce Dickinson, who, by the way, exists.
The one and only, baby.
That's right. The of the walk. Uh-huh. I didn't feel like going on with the real thing. Here's the thing. Well, let's just play it. The bit is that there is a fictional member of... Blue Oyster Cult. Named Gene Frankel.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Frankel was the lead cowbellist because there is this prominent cowbell inside of Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yep.
And basically they made a bunch of fun that this producer, Bruce Dickinson, wanted to hear more cowbell. So the whole way through the show today, we're playing only songs that contain the cowbell.
The whole show dedicated to the cowbell.
Just to the phenomenal instrument of the cowbell. Let us begin with Blue Oyster Cult, the song that started it all, Don't Fear the Reaper, and when I come back, I'll tell you who actually played the cowbell inside of this song.
Got
this
it.
Is Rock School, Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper.
Fellas, it's sounding great, but... I could have used a little more cowbell.
Hey, by the way, props to you
for what?
For actually bringing a cowbell.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I just think this is wonderful. This is Rock School, and we are devoting an entire hour to the lovely instrument, the beautiful instrument, invented by a man who apparently raised jerseys or something like that, the cowbell.
The cowbell.
Now, you just heard the cowbell inside of the song Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
The joke is that... there is a cowbell in it. Now, most people, when they hear the Blue Oyster Cult song, they go, I can barely hear the cowbell. Well, that's because during the Saturday Night Live bit, Will Ferrell, who you pointed out is wearing a shirt about two sizes too small for him, as he's playing Gene Frankel, he's playing the cowbell.
He's right there.
Right. That's the reason you hear so much cowbell. Where did I find these cowbell songs? Did I just know them? Oh, heck no. I'm a guitarist. I don't know from percussion.
You know about the cowbell.
There are about 20 websites that their entire existence is to simply list for you songs that contain the cowbell. And in my search, and I hate to admit this, but I ran a PayPal. In my search, I found a T-shirt with Gene Frankel on it.
Really?
Will Ferrell is Gene Frankel, and it says, I need more cowbell.
My cousin actually bought a black T-shirt with Christopher Walken's face on it that says, fellas, I gotta have more cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell.
It's become a pop culture phenomenon.
It certainly has. Now, the question next is, was there really a Bruce Dickinson? I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Hit the button for the next song. Listen for the cowbell. Hear it?
Yep. It's a cowbell.
It's a real cowbell. I'll tell you who this is in just a minute.
Time was drifting. This rocket got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a band.
That's a Climax Blues Band right here on Rock School. Climax Blues Band. They are a wonderful example of a group that just couldn't make the jump over the pond. They're from the UK. They've had, 20-25 hits over in the UK. They've had two here. Their biggest hit is a song called I Love You that's real slow and sappy. In fact, the band hates it so much they don't even perform it in concert anymore. So,
well,
hey,
what can you do?
I lied. I told you after I played Don't Fear the Reaper, I was going to tell you who actually did play the cowbell.
And who was it?
It wasn't Gene Frankel. Gene Frankel doesn't exist. They made up the Will Ferrell character. Well, here's the problem. There's a problem.
What?
The problem is there's a problem. See, I'm a professional disc jockey.
Okay.
I have a t-shirt and everything.
Mm-hmm.
According to the bassist for Blue Oyster Cult, his name is Joe Bruchard, his brother, Albert, played the part. Oh, no. Eric Bloom, the lead singer, proclaims that he was the one that came in and played it. So nobody actually knows except the person who was the actual producer, which is Bruce Dickinson, right?
Talking a walk, baby.
That's right.
No,
it wasn't. Lord. When we come back, I'll tell you who the actual producer was and where this whole Bruce Dickinson thing came from. Now, if you hit that button, if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be another cowbell song.
Should be.
Hit it. Oh, this is free. Listen to the lead singer. He is now the lead singer of Queen. He was the lead singer of Bad Company. Do you know it? I'll be back to tell you his name right here on Rock School.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait.
Oh. That's free. Right here on Rock School on KSLU as we take the entire hour and lay tribute out to the cowbell. So did you know the lead singer? He's with Queen now, was with Bad Company, started with Free. Who is it?
I'm going to take a guess that that is Paul Rogers.
Yes, it is. It's Paul Rogers. Yeah. Hey, the guitarist in Free, his name's Paul Kossoff. Well, his name was Paul Kossoff.
Mm-hmm.
When a few shows back, we were talking about the Doors, Jim Morrison of the Doors, and how he died so young, and you sort of were taken aback because he died at the same age you are right now.
Yeah.
The guitarist for Free, who was really seen as a brilliant musician and did a lot of studio work, Paul Kossoff, he went the same way as Morrison. He was so heavy into drugs, he OD'd himself on a cross-Atlantic flight. Just simply died in the chair flying over. So
can't do that, man. Yeah, get high on life. Get high on the cowbell.
Don't worry. Where is the cowbell?
This is so much fun,
Once again, props to you for actually bringing a cowbell. Now, in the Saturday Night Live bit, I need more cowbell.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Play the name of the producer that's played by Christopher Walken.
Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah. Wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say it, baby.
But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
As you point out two or three times when we were off the air, the entire cast is
cracking up.
Yeah, they're losing it on stage. Walken never falls out of character.
Oh, no. He did a great job.
Never once.
A great job.
Now, who's the actual producer of the Blue Oyster Cult song, Don't Fear the Reaper?
It's not
Sandy
Bruce
Perlman.
Dickinson.
No, it's not Bruce Dickinson. Sandy Perlman was the actual producer. So where did Bruce Dickinson come from? An album that I own, believe it or not. It's called Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll. It's sort of a greatest hits compilation by Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
That was produced by guess who?
Bruce Dickinson.
There you go. Bruce Dickinson. We have more on the cowbell, but first, we go up north. We move to Detroit to the poet laureate of the Motor City. If you push that button and it isn't Bob Seger, I'm going to cry.
Oh.
Hit it. Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. We're doing this blind, folks. It would be hard to describe why, but we're running blind here. This is called Her Strut. Listen for the cowbell. Rock School. 90.9 KSLU.
Now, you know that. I heard the cowbell in that one. It was a little harder to hear it than the other one. I heard a maraca a few times.
What, it's not a maraca, though. What do you call it? An egg? A shake egg? Hey, something like that? Or is it called a maraca?
They have shake eggs, yeah. I mean, they have all kind of stuff.
That just makes a shk sound. It, one of my favorite groups is Van Halen, and there's a song, Dirty Water Dog, where there's that shk back and forth. And the way it was actually done is he took a broom and put it down on a concrete floor and shk put it back and forth.
It's so amazing that the sounds that you can come up with.
Whatever
go, wow,
you can
how
do.
How did they do that, eh?
Bob Seger, and they do respect her butt. They love to watch her strut. Yeah. The thing I like about Bob Seger is there's this trivia question about name bands that became famous after a live album. You can say Kiss after Kiss Alive and Kiss Alive 2. Cheap Trick, Live from Budokan. Peter Frampton, his Show Me the Way live LP. Mm-hmm. Silver Bullet Band's Live Bullet is the one that really hit it. Nine Tonight, it really was a live album. He was always huge in Detroit, or as those who think they're cool call it, Detroit.
Detroit.
I don't know. I want to shake somebody every time I hear that thing. But he was always big there, but he didn't go national till he ran into this live album.
Nirvana actually got really big. They were already big, but when they did that MTV Unplugged
thing,
they went huge.
The largest, speaking of MTV Unplugged, the largest selling Eric Clapton album, all the songs
Unplugged.
You can pull out of your head, is the Unplugged.
I love that.
I did too.
I love a good acoustic Unplugged set.
I'm not the biggest rap fan in the world. I do like some, but...
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, when... I can't think of his name. Going
Jay-Z?
Back to Cali. No, it wasn't Jay-Z.
Oh, no.
He came out with a band instead of a guy on the wheels of steel. He actually came out and played. Going Back to Cali was his big hit. Oh, this is really bad radio and I can't remember it. I'm going to come up with it. But while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to play a song for you from Jefferson. What is it? Airplane? Starship? Treehouse? They've changed their name 9 or 10 times. You will love this guy, the lead singer. It's not Grace Slick. They got rid of her. She came running back right after this song became a hit. She thought the band was dead, but she came running back right after. They picked up a guy called Mickey Thomas with a voice so high that only dogs can hear it. This was the first hit with Mickey Thomas. The second hit was We Built This City with Rock and Roll, which just makes me want to bang my head into the asphalt every time I hear it. This one's pretty gosh darn good. This, Mickey Thomas, it's got a cowbell. Jefferson Starship, Jane, right here on Rock School.
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Rock School, and it's half past. My name is Joe Burns. The guy sitting next to me is named
Chad B.
This is called Rock School. We're sending an hour with the cowbell. Where'd the cowbell go?
It's around here somewhere.
Let me find the cowbell.
This is not.
That's not the way you want to go. This is how you want it.
Work. That's right.
Yeah, Frankel. Just lovely. Gene Frankel. Okay, half past.
Yep.
We have a sponsor, don't we?
We do.
Who is it?
Home Theater Etc. Let me tell you how cool Home Theater Etc. is.
How cool is Home Theater Etc.?
You can go and get the DVD of The Best of Will Ferrell, which features these clips right here, Gene Frankel and Bruce Dickon.
I could pull it back a bit.
Just a little bit. You can take that DVD to Home Theater and say, would you please demo this for me? And they'll sit you down in their spec home theater, sit you down in that chair, give you a soda, let you prop your feet up, and the next thing you know, this thing will blast you right out into the parking lot.
Excellent.
They'll do that for you. They're located right there in lovely downtown Hammond on the split of 190 between Morris, the corner of Morris and Mooney, directly across from the Florida Parishes Bank. Their phone number is 985-340-7777.
So they like us. They really like us.
They do.
Oh, good. Excellent. All right. we also have an email address.
Yes, we do.
This is like half past. This is like Chad Central. Go ahead. What's the email address?
This is me, KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool, one big word, at gmail.com. If you know a song that features the cowbell, by all means, we'd love to hear from you.
What is it time for?
It's time for me to stump the professor.
Okay. Once again, I don't know the question before it gets started, so
We only know who it's on. Okay.
It's on Billy Idol. I know that.
Billy Idol.
Okay.
White Wedding, we're going to do, right?
Yes.
It has a cowbell.
Does it ever?
Billy Idol made a cameo appearance in a 1998 romantic comedy.
Oh, The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer.
Did I get it right
that
quick?
That's exactly right.
Wow,
I thought it was
going to
be an easy question. It's
do you
easy.
Know what a white wedding is?
Well, I would think that it's a wedding where everyone that's partaking in it is pure.
White Wedding, it's a nice day to start again. Now, people will tell you that this song, White Wedding, came because he was upset. He, Billy Idol, was upset at the fact that his sister was marrying a jerk.
Uh-huh.
White Wedding is drug nickname for kicking cocaine and going right back on it.
Ah,
it's
I
a
see.
Nice day for a white wedding.
To start again.
He may very well say that this was because my sister was dating an idiot, but nope. It's because he couldn't get off the blow.
Gotcha.
This is Rock School. It's a nice day for a white wedding.
I can pull it back a little if you like.
Not too much, though. I'm telling you, fellas, you're going to want that cowbell on the track.
Let me add some cowbell.
Start again. Yeah. You can't hear that one too good, but it's in there. It's
in there. Only in the chorus. It's only in the chorus. And again, we are spending an hour here on Rock School with the cowbell. And if you're wondering where we're getting all of these songs, just go on the web. You can go to Wikipedia or just go straight to Google and Google songs with cowbell. Mm-hmm. There are websites dedicated to it. And I did a couple searches on the websites and I real quickly found songs that were in my collection so I could go and just make sure the cowbell was in there. Because how embarrassing would it be to do a cowbell show and there not be any cowbell in it?
That's right. Because there are people that love their cowbell.
Yeah. And if you don't give it to them cowbell, they just get very, very upset.
They get a fever.
The guitarist for Billy Idol, Steve Stevens.
Yeah.
He was also the guitarist on Michael Jackson's Dirty Diana.
Ah.
Man, is he good. He is really,
yeah, he's
really
playing with that whammy bar, it sounds like.
Are you a fan of Austin Powers movies?
Oh, by all means,
yeah. It's really the worst Dr. Evil impression you've ever heard. Well, in the movie, The Spy Who Shagged Me, Dr. Evil devises a laser.
I know where this is going. Yeah, I know where this is going.
I'm doing the quote fingers. Uh-huh. Yeah, a laser that was invented by a man named Dr. Alan Parson.
It was actually a time machine.
That's right.
A time. The laser was in the first one.
In a time machine. And what was the name of the laser?
The Alan Parsons Project.
Young people probably looked at that and went, why are all these old fogies laughing at that?
I didn't know you were going to do that.
He's laughing because there really is an Alan Parsons Project.
Seth Green goes, the Alan Parsons Project is a progressive rock band in 1982. Why didn't you just name it Operation Wang Chung?
I loved Wang Chung. By the way, what does Wang Chung mean?
Oh, no.
It's Japanese for perfect pitch.
Okay.
Press the button. Let's listen to some of this. Alan Parsons Project, Games People Play. Where do we go from here? It's Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. We're doing a cowbell show.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Gene Frankel was the name of the guy that played the cowbell. He's a made-up character. There really wasn't a Gene Frankel in Blue Oyster Cult. However, I really like it when people who are famous aren't so full of themselves that they can't be laughed at.
They can stand being made fun of.
Right. The people of Blue Oyster Cult, from what I read online, think it's hilarious, and they actually are being asked in interviews, Have you had any contact with Gene Frankel? Mm-hmm. Do you go and visit Gene Frankel's death? And they answer them. They don't go, no, man, that's a bit. That's mm-hmm. it. They answer them. They say, well, we loved Gene and died in a bizarre gardening accident, just burst into flames. Okay, the next group is one of these groups where you kind of say to yourself, should I admit that I like this group? I love them. Asia. I adore Asia. As a matter of fact, I went to see Asia. There was an outdoor concert venue where I grew up in Cleveland called the Blossom Music Center.
Uh-huh.
And I went to see Asia on all three of their albums. I know they have more albums, but the three with the main lineup. When the second album came out, they opened their tour in Cleveland. And I went to see them. So they came out and they played two or three hits. And then it was like, okay, here's some songs you've never heard. They knew how silly it was.
Uh-huh.
Here's some songs you've never heard before. And then they played them, and then he'd stop. What did you think? Was it okay?
Oh,
hey,
gosh.
What are we going to do? You know, we're sitting there with a bucket of chicken, because it was outdoor. You could bring your own mm-hmm. food. We're sitting with a bucket of chicken and, you know, snuck in sodas and other beverages. Yay. What was nice about it is Asia is a supergroup made up of people from Yes and King Crimson and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and that's Carl Palmer, the mm-hmm. drummer, and a guy from the Buggles, as in the first song played on MTV, Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yeah.
What was nice is they knew all these songs they were playing. We didn't know them. We'd never heard them because the album wasn't out.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually played Video Killed the Radio Star. They played some King Crimson. They played some ELP. So all in all, there was some real downtimes where we're sort of sitting around staring at the stage going, stop playing this song.
Uh-huh.
And then they played other stuff that was wonderful.
That's cool.
This was the first song that hit for Asia. First song, first track, first album. It's got a cowbell on Rock School, Heat of the Moment. Yeah, bad 1980s theme songs, fist in the air, that's Asia.
Very nice.
Rock School, brought to you by the good people at Home Theater, etc., right here in lovely downtown Hammond. We are dealing with the cowbell.
Oh, yeah.
The cowbell. Is this your cowbell? Does this belong to...
This is the station's cowbell, baby.
Notice that
it says cowbell, baby.
Yeah, it actually says cowbell, baby, right on it. Well, let's talk about a band I mentioned actually earlier. That's not it. No, you want to clink it like...
That's right.
Oh,
guess
much
what?
Better.
What? I got a fever.
Yeah.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
You know, that's an imitation.
Thank you, Bruce.
That's an imitation I really wish I could do. Christopher Walken. Every time I do him, I just sound like a stuttering Captain Kirk. And I do pretty good impressions.
He's brilliant.
Let's go to Cheap Trick. Are you familiar with a theorist, a man of simple intelligence named Carl Jung, a philosopher?
No, not philosophy, no.
Are you familiar with the album Synchronicity by The Police?
Yeah.
Synchronicity is a theory put forth by Carl Jung. Are you familiar with the movie Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
Yes. The Jungian things, the duality of man.
Why are you talking like that?
I haven't the slightest. I get the feeling when you talk philosophers, you either have to sing the Philosopher's Song by Monty Python or go British.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really sure what you have to do. Cheap Trick put out a song called Dream Police.
Mm-hmm.
Where did it come from? What are the Dream Police? Straight from Carl Jung, the lead singer and lyricist Robin Zander listened to the song by Cheap Trick, or listened to the writings of Carl Jung, decided to write about his own dreams, his own interpretations of dreams, and this is what they came up with on Rock School. This is Cheap Trick.
Fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell.
I can pull it back a little if you like.
Not too much, though. I'm telling you, fellas, you're going to want that cowbell on the track. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I gotta have more cowbell.
Gotta have it.
Gotta
and
have
if Bruce
it.
Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say it, babe.
Say it, babe.
But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Baby.
He never went out of character.
Guess no? what? I got a fever.
Yeah.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Bruce.
And you're right. When you look at that when you look at that skit,
yeah.
Other than Will Ferrell, maybe once or twice, and Christopher Walken,
giggle.
Everyone else is bursting at the
yeah.
scene, especially Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
He cracked easily, but oh god! And Chris Kattan grabs Will Ferrell and says, "Don't blow this for us, Gene!" And then right after that, he busts out laughing.
Poor Gene Frankel, he's dead. Quick question before we get out of here on the Cowbell
yeah.
Show. Quick question. And you know what we got to do?
What?
There are so many songs that have cowbells. I mean, I really only scratched the surface. We can do alternate cowbell songs.
Oh, I love it.
What we need to do is get the entire. You have it? The
what?
Entire cowbell skit.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I can
the
get
next.
That. Mm-hmm.
The next. It's going to be a while because I don't like to, you know, double up music, double up topics, but. It's just we need to play the whole thing next
mm-hmm.
time. Next time, next time, next time. And by the way, folks, I gotta give props out to Chad P here because we were doing what's known as running blind on this show.
Oh yeah.
Normally you have in the just real quickly, a glimpse into the world of radio. You have the ability to preview the song before you play it. You have the ability to say, okay, I'm on the right track. Didn't have that today. The equipment is not up to snuff right now. And Chad was running this board blind and he never made a mistake whatsoever. So a cowbell for you.
Well, thank you. Thank
young
you.
Man. We finish up the cowbell show real quick. When was the next time? The second time Gene Frankel made an appearance on Saturday Night Live. He came on after the Bruce Dickinson skit.
I know this. It was sometime not too long ago.
2005, I'll give you that.
Yeah, it was with Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes, good for you. He came out and he played on the song Little Sister.
I know that simply because you told me, hey, we're going to do a show about the cowbell.
Yeah.
So I started doing cowbell research.
Good for you. Here's a song you don't expect to have cowbell in it. It is by, in my opinion, the up-and-coming voice of the generation. When Bob Dylan finally passes, someone will have to take the moniker.
Yeah.
It'll be Elvis Costello. This
oh,
is my
I love
favorite.
Elvis.
The whole world goes, Elvis Costello. Well, I like the stuff back in the 70s. I got to tell you one. This one really hits me right between the eyes. We're done. This is Veronica. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
This is Rock School. Class is dismissed.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. She used to have a carefree